I'm John Batchelor with Professor John Yoo of the University of Texas and Civitas Institute, writing to National Review Online with his colleague Robert Delahunty about Venezuelan suspects of being members of a violent gang, Trendy Aragua, which has links to the regime in Caracas, in this country committing violent acts or not being related to violent acts, being deported by the Trump administration, Department of Homeland Security, and court initially stepped in an appeals court saying stop. Now the Supreme Court has said, no, we stop the stop. However, I learned from you, John, that a colleague of yours, a judge, reviewed the language, the special language of what is or is not constituting invasion. This is Karen Henderson. And in this explication of the 1798, which is when the original law was passed by Congress, there's got to be a military sense of an invasion. That suggests to me there's a lot of parsing ahead of us. Does the Supreme Court want this case back after the appeals court finishes with it? Or are they trying to wash their hands and say, don't send it back to us? There's something called the Emergency Act.
John, for some reason, you bring to mind two quotations. One is from Winston Churchill, right? And I think he was asked, so maybe after the Battle of El Alamein, whether this was the beginning of the end.
Right.
And he said, this is not the beginning of the end. It is the end of the beginning. And so all of these cases, everything that's happened, are like preliminary skirmishes. The Supreme Court vacated the trial judge and Judge Henderson's opinion in the lower court, which I think too early in the process decided this is not an invasion. The law doesn't apply. We will not defer at all to President Trump's findings. The Supreme Court wiped that out and said, start over. And in fact, today, the case has already been filed in Texas, I believe, and said, the plaintiffs here, the Venezuelans, brought the case in the wrong court. They have to start over, bring it in Texas or Louisiana, because that's where the Venezuelans last were in the United States. And we're going to see a much more deliberate approach. Eventually, I'm certain we'll get back to the Supreme Court on these questions on the merits. Is there an invasion? Is the government of Venezuela really behind it? Is the Trendy Aragua really an arm of the Venezuelan government? Those kind of questions, I think, and ultimately the Supreme Court will have to face the question, does the Supreme Court and the federal judiciary even get to review this in the first place? So I think we're really just leaving preliminary skirmishes, and we're really going to spend the next few weeks or months. Now, the other important thing to notice is that the Trump administration made an important concession. They said that even under the Alien Enemies Act, the detainees have the right to due process, to some kind of judicial hearing. So if the advantage originally was that the Trump administration could act faster, act outside the immigration laws, it might be the case in the end it doesn't matter now. And that's why it was easy for the Supreme Court to say, no, you can go ahead for now, because it's hard to see whether it's going to make a difference in the future if you have to give a judicial hearing to every alien enemy who's being deported.
My understanding of the court is that when they get a case, they're not doing discovery anymore. The facts are all laid down, and there's no dispute about the facts. Is that the case here? Is that likely to be? Because I've already heard anecdotes from Financial Times about people who've been deported as members of Trendy Aragua, and there's strong indication that they're not, that their mistake was made. Is the court going to take up something where mistakes are throughout the documents?
Well, that's a great point, John. You know, the Supreme Court is an appellate court, you know, the highest appellate court in the land. They don't exist to find facts. All the facts should be found by the trial judges. They also like to see a diversity of opinions, what the Supreme Court has called percolation. They like to see different judges and their opinions on these questions. And that was another fault of the way this case had gotten up to the Supreme Court this time, was that none of that had happened. We knew very little about the facts of the case and about the individual detainees, in part because the trial judge here, I think, improperly tried to stop the whole program rather than just say these six or these nine people who are in my courtroom, they don't get to be sent abroad. They're not to be deported. But he doesn't have the power to stop the deportations throughout the whole country. And so I think when it goes back to the right courts in Texas and each individual Venezuelan deportee brings their own case and tells their own story, Then, after another layer of review, then it will get to the Supreme Court. And as you say, there will be no disputes over the facts. And the Supreme Court can concentrate, as it should, on the legal questions, which are hard enough as it is, about whether there's an invasion, whether Venezuela can be held accountable for it, and whether the federal courts have to defer to the president or have their own independent judgment about whether an invasion has occurred.
John Yoo, writing at the National Review Online with his friend Robert Delahunty, about a case that, as we just learned from the professor, is pending before the Supreme Court. What does it matter? There are hundreds of young people now in the jails in El Salvador. That's what it matters. John is a distinguished visiting professor at the School of Civic Leadership and a senior research fellow at the Civitas Institute, University of Texas at Austin.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.